Psalms, Psalm 119. I want to look at a few verses as we think about God and His Word this evening for a few minutes. We've already been talking about how God was working with the Apostle Paul, through the Apostle Paul in Thessalonica. An excellent, excellent work, excellent letter. In verse 33, Psalm 119, verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant, who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. As we notice these passages in Psalm 119, we know that these are really, really good things that we should think about. And I want to suggest to you that these are really good things we could pray about as we seek to develop ourselves into being what God wants us to be. And the psalmist has such desire in these verses that he wants to be as God wants him to be. And he has a desire to be closer to God. If you'll notice what we just read, notice the desire that he has. Teach me, O Lord, and give me understanding. Make me walk in the path of your commandments. And establish your word to your servant. And turn away my reproach. And he is pleading to God that this is what I want to be for you. This is what I want to be in order to be close to you. And I think we could look at these scriptures and we could say, I could pray that for myself. And I could ask God to do those, be with me and to do those things with me. Could you? That, and we need to think about that. And so psalmist is saying, I desire to be with God. And I desire to be what God wants me to do. I desire to be better than I am. Make me. Teach me. And be as that I should be in my relationship with you. Can we not all have an ideal about ourselves that we're not there yet? It's a continual work in progress as long as we live, to improve ourselves, to get closer to God, and to be to increase our knowledge and our understanding, and such a desire that we should have for God, as this psalmist has for God, a desire in our hearts to be godly and to be so close to God that we could be like Him, as we read in the Scripture. As Peter writes, be ye holy, for I am holy, as he is quoting from the Old Testament. So we look at these scriptures to give us some thoughts about ourselves, to be like this, to have this desire that to be close to God and to be better than what we are and to get closer and closer and closer to God. Did you notice as we were reading in these scriptures, and when he says in verse 36, incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. My heart. That makes it personal. My heart. Establish your word to your servant. Turn away my reproach, which I dread. And he makes it very personal. This is what I want. This is what I desire. And it can be attained with God's help. But we have to desire it. We have to want it. And so when he talks about my eyes, turn my eyes away from that which is evil. Turn my eyes away from that. Let me not see it. Let me not pay any attention to it, as if I was blind to it. And those things make it personal. So I'm making it personal too, to myself, and hopefully you're making it personal to you. Do you desire to be closer to God? And in order to do that, then here's what we have to do. We have to be willing to for our lives to be reshaped. We have to change. We have to let God mold us into what He wants us to be. Not what I want to be, not what you want to be, but what He wants us to be. Do we have that desire and willingness to let God mold us into what He wants us to be? If you have not yet obeyed the gospel, you need to understand that God desires for you to be obedient and to be faithful. God desires for you to be saved. God desires for you to be molded into what He wants you to be. And if you need to obey Him, then we want to encourage you to do that this evening. If you have not rendered obedience at this point, why not do that now? While you have time, while you have opportunity, while things are ready for you, that you could obey the gospel. Some of you probably have been thinking about that. And we want to encourage you to continue to think about that. If you need to respond this evening, you can come now. If, as a Christian, that you have fallen some way and you have let the world mold you into what the world wants you to be and let sin mold you into what it wants you to be, then you need to give that up. And you need to repent and turn to God. If you need to respond in some way, I want you to come as we stand and sing.
Amen.